Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We getting it in here, Christmas Eve, and we got some special gifts for you. And earlier before, you were just hearing Avion, and that was Oh Yeah. But to all our first-time listeners, welcome to the hottest radio station on the planet. We get it in Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Y'all know how we do. We only bring on the best, and we only have the best guests. Interviewing celebrities, entrepreneurs, artists, and artists from across the globe, not just local artists. We interview artists across the globe and sports agents and so forth. And you know, we have to let everybody know that we are also involved in the fashion, in the fashion industry as well. So much love to everybody out there. I'm about to hit the highway because I know I will be riding down 85 in just a few. But we're just so grateful that everybody took out the time to come and check out the hottest radio station on the planet. Tonight, today, we have Redman, Method Man, and we also have comedian Capone in the building. We also will be playing our independent artist music as well. So you got to stay tuned and keep it locked. I want to tell everybody that the Nicki Rich Show will be making changes in 2013. So if you want to be a part of the hottest radio station on the planet, all you got to do is email us, thenickirichshow@gmail.com, or you can go to nickirichshow.com, the official website. And we also syndicated on 98.2 The Beat LA and College Underground Radio. And you can listen to both of those shows as well by going to mixshowblast.com, starforcehiphop.com, and collegeundergroundradio.com. And last but not least, we are on iTunes, where you can download every episode of The Nicki Rich Show live on iTunes. And you can go there and listen to The Nicki Rich Show after this show. But I'm just so grateful to be here. Christmas Eve, getting it in. Shout out to all my supporters. I just checked our stats earlier. Right now, we are tipping over at 163,201. So that's 163,201. And we're excited. We're about to. And we're going to keep going because, you know, my goal is to reach that 200,000 mark by the end of the year. So we're going to do it. We're going to make it happen. But we're going to get right into the show. And right before we get with our guests, I want to play some more of our independent artist music real quick. So you got to keep it locked. And you don't want to miss the hottest radio station on the planet. So y'all stay tuned because we're getting it in today.
Nicki Rich.
Yeah, it's your homegirl Miss Nay, rockstar chick CEO, and I'm here with my homegirl Nicki Rich on the Nicki Rich Show. Bands, yeah. Yeah.
The Nicki Rich Show as well.
Yeah. So we're going to do it just like this. This is your boy Rampage representing the Universal Flipmode Squad, CEO of Deep Freeze Entertainment. You're now rocking with the best with the number one show across the globe, the Nicki Rich Show. And if you're hating on my girl, fix your face.
Shout out to the Nicki Rich Show. One of the dopest shows, if not the dopest show in the world. Nicki been doing her thing for years. She been grinding. She been working. She been putting in work. So I need y'all to show her the respect she deserves. I need y'all to stay tuned, and because she going to bring you all the exclusive, let you know what's going on in the streets, and bring you that exclusive music. And you never know what artist you're going to hear on her show, so you need to stay locked in. And this is out the hustler mouth. Cassidy, you already know. Let's get.
I've been hustling for so long. Everything I earn, got it on my own. They can't stop me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I came up from hustling rocks and things. The fancy cars and lifestyle change. They can't stop me.
And let the wind blow. If you ain't trying to win, play up with your info. Real new, copy that, like 10-4. Bet why these look, be a claim pro. This roots to this, that's just how the game go. Scared money don't make it, so I gain more. Paper change, I got the same hoe. But my mind frame in a different lane, though. I'm fame, a change what I aim for. The Cali Kush help me ease away the pain slow. Fake news ain't it, seen them come and go. And real recognize real straight from the dough. Yeah, I run the four, cause that's what made me. 10 toes down when it wet and all gravy. But it's still fading, so I gotta ride for it. And if you're feeling how I'm feeling, what you side for?
I've been hustling for so long. Everything I earn, got it on my own. They can't stop me. Yeah, yeah.
face, they them. I talk, a don't like that. She can walk, see everybody ride with you when you're ballin'. But start disappearing when you're ballin'. My got life, cause it's on tempo. Snitch to them folks when they caught him with that dope. So much pain in the don't stop. Work hard and get robbed, but it not. My little hustle to the corner got hot. To the with the mask, had to run up in the spot. See, through my life, I learned that good things like love for your fam and big dreams always turn good when you put good in it. And it'll turn the wheel.
I've been hustling for so long, everything I earn, got it on my own. They can't stop me.
Say everybody shine, and they did it their way. I'm gonna do it my way, feet to the concrete. Cause all of this could be gone just within one beat of the heart. I could be history, I get it while I live. Cause I can't take it with me, but I will leave this legacy behind on me. I'm here trying to get it on a hustle, on the grind. On them tight, them chain, never hard to find. If you think it's something real, then I'ma be on your mind. Each minute I'ma try to get a dime for a nickel. I'ma show you how to get it each time that I'm with you with that independent money. Independent thinking, I'm the captain of my ship, staying in it when it's
sinking. I've been hustling for so long, everything I earn, got it on my own, they can't stop me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Came up from hustling, rocks and things, the fancy cars and lifestyle change, they can't stop me.
All right, all right. You just listened to Mr. 704, representing the Kansas City, Charlotte, North Carolina, featuring 8 Ball and Andrew G. That's a tough one. Right now, we're going to go to Residence Ain't Gonna Stop. You're rocking with me.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Yes. Let's get right into it right now. Let's get into it like. Yeah. Go get her and still stay cool. had to live my life. You would see what the eyes would do. 20 years later, she would lose any part of you that stands in my way. It'd be dearly departed. You now step to the side. Watch me do the impossible. Watch me do the improbable. Watch me do the unstoppable. That's why I'm so hot. Why? Cause nobody alive is more unstoppable.
I can't be broke no more, so I quit. I'm off to buy my own jack pack. My bags, mama, I'm gone. I'm out the door. I'm out the door.
I ain't gon' stop. Nah, I ain't gon' stop. Nah. Come on.
Make sure.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We're getting it in tonight as we do each and every Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And yes, we are broadcasting live straight from Charlotte, North Carolina, and across the globe. Tonight, y'all, we have a special treat for you. You know what it is? It is Star Studded Tuesdays, and we're going to get it in. We got Red Man coming through in just a few, so you don't want to miss. Then we're going to bring in from the Shaq's Comedy Tour, we have none other than one of the hottest comedians out, Comedian Capone. So you definitely got to stay tuned in to the Nikki Rich Show, because we bring the hottest. Everybody, I want to let you know, if you want to speak to our guest in just a few, all you got to do is call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749. Also follow us on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, MSNIKKIRICH. And you can follow the Nikki Rich Show on Twitter as well, Nikki Rich _ show. Log on to our official website, which is NikkiRichShow.com. That's where we can be heard, NikkiRichShow.com. And we're going to continue to get it in. And you can log on to iTunes and listen to every episode of the Nikki Rich Show for free. It doesn't cost a thing. Download that podcast. Search The Nikki Rich Show. And right now we're going to get back into the show. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to get to some hot new music and our special guest for tonight. So everybody keep it locked. You're listening to the hottest radio station. It's The Nikki Rich Show.
About Infinite Style, wow. Infinite Style is an online specialty boutique that caters to full-figure women, such as myself, and the fashionistas worldwide. They offer fun, flirty, and fashionable pieces for women sizes 12 to 24. They're so committed into making a full woman look like how we should feel, confident and fabulous. With the most recent relaunch, Infinite Style now takes a more intimate approach to serving its clientele. Women can expect a hand-selected collection which boosts department store quality. They're offering all the styles and all the latest trends so that you and I can show it off to the world. I know you're wondering, what makes an infinite woman? Hers. That's their goal, to offer us the best in quality at an affordable price. Log on today at www.infinitestyleonline.com and be sure to like them on Facebook at Infinite Style Online. They also have a Twitter at Infinite Style, #4U, for new merchandise, discounts, events, and more.
Do you like rap music?
Yes.
I know you do.
Oh, my God.
Do you get on iTunes?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Oh.
Look up the 403 Mob,
okay.
Black and White Resurrection today.
I will.
Now, go.
Okay.
Get it.
I'm going.
Black and white is all I see. Seven shining, none can see. Long as I got my LP.
This is Big Daddy from the 403. Go to 403mob.com.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Jada Marie, and I'm rocking out with Miss Nikki Rich. Y'all can check me out on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter at Jada Marie Online. And y'all make sure you get my new single, Hate Diet, on iTunes now. Much love.
All right, you're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet. You know, it's the Nikki Rich Show. We're going to get right to it. We got some hot new independent artist music, and we're going to get into it right now. Right now, we're going to go to Ebenezer.thatcush. Here we go.
Book at, book at, book at, book at. Hey, say, bro. I thought you quit, man. She quit, bro. I did.
But I wanna get high. Quit, but I lied. I tried, I tried. Stack, stack of pine. I need that in my life. Till my supply. I'll be over in five. Hop in my ride.
Give me a minute, promise you gon' see my my biggest client. The way I rock the nation, it might just be a jigger sign. The way I rock the nation, it might just be a jigger sign. But hold up, you know it feel real good. Let me do it one time for my hood. South good in Conroe, Texas. Rap game suit, my flow so reckless. Daddy gang a pisser, coming through your speaker. You know I drink the diesel and bitch, I spit the heater. Ask anybody, hell no, I ain't a sleeper. I grind like the bread and water with it in a beaker. I grind like them niggas, water whipping in a beaker. Don't ask anybody, hell no, I ain't a sleeper.
I grind like them niggas, water whipping in a beaker.
I grind like them niggas in the kitchen with a beaker. Or a pirate over the stove ready to heat it up. I'm money made whether the track, yeah, I beat it up. Rap game life, don't get to selling, I'ma eat it up. Mashing the gas on you niggas and only speeding up. We got the whole world starting to believe in us. I'm trying to make it the way this music shit is feeding us. We win even when we lose, so I ain't no defeating us. So one against us, it's straight pointless. As for my fans, there will be no disappointment. Chairman of the board, I've been appointed. God bless me with a gift, I've been anointed. But hold up, you know it feel real good. Let me do it one time for my hood. South Doug and Conroe, Texas. Rap gang stupid, my flow so big. Let a gang of fish up, coming to your speaker. You know I drank the diesel and bitch, I spit that ether. Ask anybody, hell no, I ain't a sleeper. I grind like the biggest water whipping in a beaker. I grind like them niggas, water whipping in a beaker. Just ask anybody, hell no, I ain't a sleeper.
I grind like them niggas, water whipping in a
show. That was Roscoe Fettuccini. I grind right now. We're going to get to South and we're going to back it up on the Nicki Rich Show.
Look, I can't understand it. How the hell she hitting all that soft and on painted. Jeans must be painted because they stretch out like they smell it. On everything I love, I want to reach out right. And grab it.
Yeah, got on my aviator shade, gold frame, black lens, and it looks just like the tinted windows on the black Benz. As soon as I hit the club, the mama was looking at me, so I took my shades, so shawty, I'm looking at it, and I'm feeling manic. I'm trying to hit the dance floor with a chick that got a coat by the shake frame and a fat. You talking like, meet me at the bar, baby girl, I buy you anything. You were a real nigga bartender, keep the change. My name Rance House, I wanna see you with your pants off. And it ain't no use in lying, I'm f***ing, I think you fine. I'm trying to crash tonight, so don't start acting like you won't give me no tonight, quit playing. Look,
I can't understand it. How the hell she putting all that soft in them panties? Jeans must be painted, cause they stretching like they spandex. On everything I love, I wanna reach right out and grab it. But I'ma just tell her, go on and back it.
Ooh, ooh, back it. Ooh, ooh, back it. Ooh, ooh, back it.
Now let
ooh,
me see you.
Back it. Ooh, ooh, back it. Ooh, ooh, back it.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh,
now
back
I'ma just tell her,
all right,
go on.
She popping like a soda. Booty doing gymnastics the way she bend it over. Her floor exercise got me wanting to turn groper. If I was a caveman, I'd just tag her and rope her. But we sophisticated, so I tap her on her shoulder. And she knew what it is for and she came over. A dog to these, they just call me Red Rover. And yeah, you know the rest of now, she certainly stole the sofa. Kicking off them loafers, ha, sufficient though. Sit up like some missus, yo. I'm trying to hit it, then she tripping, disappearing like she missed a coat. Damn the way that she shake it. When you see her shake it fast, look back and watch yourself.
Look, I can't understand it. How the hell she putting all that soft in them panties? Jeans must be painted, cause they stretching like they spandex. On everything I love, I wanna reach right out and grab it. But I'ma just tell her, go on and back it.
Ooh, ooh, back it. Ooh, ooh, back it. Ooh, ooh, back it.
Now let me see you.
Back it. Ooh, ooh, back it. Ooh, ooh, back it. Ooh,
yeah, I'ma just tell her, go on and back it.
Damn, you so perfect. She don't even need a hoe. I'ma make it rain, you just gotta make it worth it. You gon' let me cut, I'ma be a surgeon. He shopping, I'm splurging, swerving in a surgeon. She look like Madonna, but ain't dancing like no virgin. Diamonds in my chain, looking like some frozen sherbet. She tryna get deep, but I just wanna scratch the surface. But that said I'm a murderer. I tell you the truth, but girl, I ain't a preacher. And now I wanna buy you, I just wanna lease you. Cause you the Mona Lisa, do anything to please you. Don't leave your girl around me, I swipe her like a
Look,
Visa.
I can't understand it. How the hell she putting all that sloth in them panties? Jeans must be painted, cause they stretching like they spandex. On everything I love, I wanna reach right out and grab it. But I'ma just tell her, gone and bag it.
All right, all right. You're listening to the hottest.
I think she likes me like a fresh pair of Nike. Says she likes the way the chain hang low. Wanna be around, says she glad she found me. And she says she wanna take me home. Went there on the first night, cause she said it felt right. Says she never had it done before. So I wanted to spend all of that weekend.
Service on the first class flight, God right. Takes me there. It's that gift right, and I'm never gonna come down. Keep it right there, keep it right there, keep it right there. I'ma let it go now, keep it right there, and I'm only gonna give it to you. That's what she said, what she said.
From New York, straight talk, America's best. Kawan, Long Island's where I rest. Believe that. And now we up with the itch. Yo, PMD, cooling with Nikki Rich. That's how it's going down.
Nikki Rich.
All right, you're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet. It is the Nikki Rich Show, and we are live tonight. Yes, right now I want to let everybody know our guest for tonight is in the building. And everybody, all you have to do is call in and press that 323-580-5741. And it's 323-580-5741. And also, I want to let everybody know that the chat room is open and it is live. And we are ready for our guest tonight. I want to tell you a little bit about him. He has taken over the hip-hop scene, you already know, since 1992 and now. And he has taken over with What, the album, and so many more. And I'm going to tell you, he has gone hard over the years and have given us good quality music with over a half a dozen golden and platinum albums. And we would like to welcome platinum selling artist Redman to the Nikki Rich Show.
What's good, Nikki Rich? How are you?
Good. Glad to have you on tonight.
Come on, I'm here. That's what I'm supposed to do, represent that real hip hop, baby.
That's what it is. Now, Redman, go ahead and let the listeners know what you got going on right now.
Um, uh, bes- besides working on artists like my nephew Reddy Rock, and he got a single out right now on my grind, and besides working on the new Muddy Waters 2 album and the Red and Meth, and doing the Me and Meth Blackout 3 album and working on the Red and Meth new movie, we got a lot of things going on. And we got a, and I'm an executive producer, Meth, next album. That's Meth in the background anyway. Say what up to Nikki Rich. Yes. What up?
Y'all live over there.
yeah, we in Cali right now. We doing the Rock the Bells tour right now. So we heading to the Bay at the end of the week. But we in Cali working, going to the studio, using our time constructively. Nikki Rich, you know how we do.
I know. I'm telling you, and I'm already, I got some peeps out there in Cali. They have been to the concert. They say it was live.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what we mean.
That's real. Now, y'all are you on like a promo tour as well?
No, not yet. We just doing this Rock the Bells weekends, and then it's back in the lab working, getting these albums out. Crystal Meth, the new Method Man album coming, and Muddy Waters 2 album coming. Also, the what's that? The 20th year Wu anniversary.
The
Reggie. Yeah, 20th year anniversary of the Wu Tang. Yeah, doing the tour on that, the Death Squad Wu Tang tour. So it's a lot of things that we have in store for the fans.
Most definitely. And we ready, man. We ready. Y'all are the duo. That's what I'm talking about. And I know you're talking about the movie.
What's up? How you doing, young brother? All right. What you doing out here? I'm doing an interview right now with Nikki Rich. anytime we come to LA, you know, we get mad love, you know, no matter if we're from the East Coast or not, because it's like people love hip-hop everywhere, man, and we've definitely been tearing LA down. Anywhere on the West Coast, we've been tearing shit down over here for, like, at least 15 to 17 years, so they're accompany to our style, they're accompany to our show, you know, how we do the energy, they're accompany to everything that we put out, man, our albums and the energy we do on stage, so they know what they're going to get when they come to a Red and Mouth show. So the fans
That's
is always great. Yeah, so the fans is the same way. But on the East Coast, you know what it is, that's home. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I tell you, when we on the East Coast, it's automatic shutdown. Over here, we work, and they rock with us over here. That's what it is, you know?
Now, Red Man, I see we got some fans that's on right now. The lines are pumping. You got time to talk to anybody right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we're going to go right now. I see we have, man, the lines are jumping. I'm going to get to these guys in a second. But we're going to go to 757. I see 757. You're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
What's good, Nikki Rich? This is Money from the Enterprise. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. Just calling the show on some love. What's good, huh?
So what's good?
Ain't nothing. Just calling to salute you, man. Just let you know we see you out here working. I appreciate the inspiration that you give. You know, it's definitely motivation for me and my squad out here. We definitely working. You know what I'm saying?
Where you calling from?
A junkie like you.
That's Money B.
Yeah, where you calling from?
I'm
VA.
Virginia.
VA. Yeah, we was just down there, VA hit squad, shutting it down out there. Hey, on a real, I'm glad that I can be a part of the inspiration to any MC, like anybody that come up to me and say, yo, you inspire me, you keep us going. Like, I really appreciate that. That just shows that I'm doing my job and I'm conquering what I want to do. I'm conquering what I want to do and helping other people. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just not in the game just for solo. I'm in the game to let people know, you know, the kind of vibe we rolling with. You can win. You can come out the hood and give and win off your personality and your skills. So, yeah, I appreciate that. And I appreciate VA, too, man. Big up to VA, man. They showed us mad love out there, yo.
That's real. Well, thank you again for calling in.
No doubt. That's what it is.
And we're going to go to, I see we got 864. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. 864. Let's see. It's coming in just a second.
Fine.
864.
Hey.
Hey,
what's going on?
Hi.
Hey, this is Lenny Matt calling from South Carolina. What's going on, Red Man?
You already was good, bro. South Carolina, the house was good.
Man, I just want to ask you one question because this is my favorite Red Man album, the Muddy Water album. Where was your mind at when you made this album, bro?
Yeah, but they ain't got the one that I had. On the Muddy Waters joint, it was time for some light, put it that way. I was if you familiar with the There's a Dark Side album, it was very dark.
It was very dark.
You know, I was doing a lot of drugs on that album, and. You know, but it was still a good album, man. It's most people's favorite album as well. I just felt on Muddy Waters, I had to bring it to the light a little bit, bring some more fun back into the game of what I was doing, like on the first album, and that's all it was. It was just an enlightenment. It was just an enlightenment. Right. Time for a new enlightenment on my music, and I wanted to branch out and reach across the board more, as far as fans like to Ohio and more over to the West Coast, like Northern California, and reach more over there. So I had to lighten up on my music a little bit, but still make it what I do. So that's where I was at with it.
Now on that album, are you still, like, working with some of the
like some of the same producers from the first Muddy Water album to the new Muddy Water album that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still working with the same producers for Muddy Water 2?
Good question. You know what's funny is that I'm asking Eric Sermon and Rockwilder to come together and let's do this album. But, you know, everybody got grown now. Everybody's living their life. So I got to get in where I fit in. I'm putting it together in the 90s feel, regardless. Like, even if I get a different producer, it's still going to have an all 90s feel. That's what I'm going for. It ain't going to really have nothing really that sounded too newish on what you hear on the radio. Not at all. It's just going to have that 90s feel. So it's going to definitely be a good buy.
That's what's up.
That's
good. Absolutely, bro.
Well, thank you so much for calling in from South Carolina, man. That's love.
South Carolina, we saw that dog, so we know about South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. We got 973 on the line. Tell us your name. Okay.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's Brick City. What's good? We already know.
What's good? Hey, Nikki, what's happening? This is Mega. Mega the Man.
Hey, Mega. What's going on?
What's happening, yo? I just kind of peeped the timeline and I saw my boy Red on there. What's good, Red?
Hey, no, I'm here, brother. You already know.
Oh, man, you already
you know. You're in the building. I smell you, 973.
Yeah, no doubt. Yo, I'm glad to hear that you're gonna be pushing that Muddy Waters too. Just a quick question, because I know that you got, you know what I'm saying, some heavy hitters on the old ones, right? I was wondering, mm-hmm. you gonna scoop up O on this one? Double O.
Yo, you know what? I'm doing this Brick City one, nigga. Double O. You know I got to. If I do another Brick City one, I'm definitely scooping double.
Yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Well, I just had to call in. You know what I'm saying? To show homage and respect for the thing that you do, man. You know what I'm saying? And really appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Even with the concept of keeping it. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it to the 90s, because like I do production myself, and I just can't get into. I mean, it's all right. It is what it is. It's what the kids listen to, but yeah, you know.
Yeah. It don't give you a challenge.
Yeah, no doubt. You know
it don't give you no challenge with doing beats.
Yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? But I had to call in and stuff like that, and definitely, you know what I'm saying, just saying, you know, thanks for, you know, staying true to the essence, man. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? On this end of the fence. You know what I'm saying? I'm still repping Bricks. You know what I'm saying? I'm still out there, you know, in the field with the hustle and all that. I'll be with Howard. Check it out. You know what I'm talking about.
That's right. Absolutely. I do.
You know what I'm talking about. So, you know, I'm
yes,
just talking, why not to show the love, man. And, you know what I'm saying? Best of luck with anything. You got my full support, yo.
I appreciate you, brother. You know how we do at Brick City, baby.
And Red Man, I love that you're taking out the time. You know, I know you're busy over there, and I'm just loving that you're taking out your time to just talk to the listeners tonight. We have so many people that are, you know, fans of yours, and I just thank you for doing that.
No, it's not a problem. Even though I'm doing like 6-7 things at one time, man, I still make time to do what I have to do for the fans, baby.
Most definitely,
fans
most definitely.
Said, without the fans, it wouldn't be no us.
It wouldn't. Now, what can we expect from you coming up? I know you told us about all that's going on. What can we expect, I would say, in the next couple of years?
You can expect, like me, I want to be more behind the gun more, meaning I want to be more behind the scenes. Hold on,
okay.
Yo, my new meth leaving. Hold on, say peace.
Stay safe.
That's messed up. Peace line as usual. But
most definitely.
Yeah, I'll be at the crib, hotel then.
All right, yeah.
Tell Method Man he gonna have to shout out the Nikki Rich show.
Yeah. Oh, you want to do it now?
Yeah, tell him go ahead.
Okay.
Hey, yo, this is Method Man, and you're checking out the Nikki Rich Show. Why? Because Nikki's fucking rich.
You got it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wait, hold on, Nikki Rich. I'm in the hold on. Okay. Hey, so the next couple of years, man, hopefully, well, we plan on being more behind the gun, more in movies, more directing, pushing our company, Blood Brother Cinema. We want to be more directing, you know. I don't know, man. It's like Nikki Rich, like, we could be in the music, like, we could still be rapping because, you know, we got that kind of personality that would give us a couple of more years of spitting. But we know it takes time to get there and kind of build that status to really say, all right, we're going behind the gun now. We're not going to be in the forefront. We're going to play the background. So that's what we're really doing right now, kind of building. I want to do the directing, the music and the films. I want to do scoring of movies. I want to maybe act a little bit. I want to put my artists out and make sure they're running correctly. I want to come out with my high heel open toe sandal shoe for women. Now, I love women's feet. That is my passion. I want to do that. I want to come out with a Reggie Noble application for writing or something like that. I have a lot of things I want to do. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Now, I know you were talking about your filming. Are y'all taking on other, I would say, people who are filmers and other people who have screenplays as well?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay.
Anybody that follow me or just follow me yet, I'm on Twitter. Damn, man, you going to run the red light? Shit, man. Dennis, you need to slow this motherfucker down sometime, man. Yeah, you just ran the red light. Oh, anybody that follow me on
show.
anybody that follow me on Twitter, I'm at the Real Red Man on Twitter now. I talk to my fans and tell them now, anybody that got scripts, anybody that got beats, anybody that got plays, they can send it to this direct email right to me so it won't be going through a company or going through the A&R or manager, then I get it all third-handed or I don't get it at all. I'm going to set up a website where people can just send me their shit right directly. It's just going to be for business. So if you want to be a part of that, tune in. Follow me at The Real Red Man on Twitter. I'm on funk.media on Instagram, FUNKDOCMEDIA. And I'm on funk.gilla on Facebook, FUNKDOCGILLA. But follow me on Twitter, and when that email come out, y'all got anything, plays, beats, anything, I'll check them out, you know, because I definitely want to reach back out. There's so much talent out there. I wish I could put everybody on, but, you know, I ain't got that gift to do that yet.
It is. It's so much talent. Well,
yeah.
You know, we just appreciate you for taking out your time. We know
of
your busy schedule, and it's just been such an honor to have you on tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, Nikki Rich, I mean, I appreciate it. I know it's a little rough, but one thing about me is that I'm proud of myself was keeping my word with you. And even though I'm on West Coast time and you're on East Coast time, you know, my cousin Marky, big up to my cousin Marky that put me on to you, that said I had to call you. And he called me 80 times, and I didn't see his call. And he said, yo, you got the interview. I said, that's right. I said, good looking. I said, I'm on point. So big up to Marky and his joint he got going on too, as far as Real Hip Hop that he put out, man. We're going to play that afterwards. But, I'm just glad that I kept my word with you, Nick. And, you know, even though we out here doing the Rock the Bells tour right now, and the interview was all over the place, but you still got what you wanted. But it's live. It's the Nikki Rich Show. So you never know what to expect. You got Met the Man on the phone. He said, what's good? We running around. You hear the liveness, but it's real. And that's what happens on the Nikki Rich Show. So I'm glad that I was a part of it, Nikki Rich Show. It's a real talk. Real talk. Real talk.
Thank you. And, Redman, you too have to shout out the Nikki Rich Show so we can display this later on in our future show.
Oh, absolutely. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, potheads, blunt smokers,
people who love music, you are now tuned into the fabulous, the most elegant lady on the planet, Miss Nikki Rich. Rich? Yeah, Nikki Rich, let's get it on, baby. This red man in the building. Yo, Memph, what's good? I got that dollar, nigga. We on the Nikki Rich show. Let's get it.
Most definitely. Thank you so much. And we're going to play Who You Talking To featuring Redman and Mr. Cream.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. Mr. Cream, what's good? Miss City Jersey, what's good? You know, it don't matter, major, small. It don't matter. Excuse me. I represent. I'm here. I'm glad I got my interview in. I'm in Killer Cali right now. The sun is blazing. It's nice and hot. I got some Girl Scout cookie. But anybody that knows that know their marijuana game, that know about the, that know they bud game, I got the Girl Scout cookie bud going on right now. I just seen Fredro from Onyx out here. We just connected. I'm about to head over to the studio, see DJ Quick. Yeah, it's hip hop going on right now, and y'all tuned in with me right now on the phone in the midst of all of it right now. Rock the bells, everything, bud, Cali. Everything. Yo, Nikki Rich, you the bomb, baby.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you, we're going to continue to support your movement. Any music that you want to send to us, we will display it. And I know, you know, we'll display it all.
Okay, that's okay. I'm ready.
Well, here we go. We're going to play Who You Talking To. Thank you so much.
Who you talking to?
The harder I spit, the better I get. My heart cold and it's itching, I ain't never been. So you can catch a glimpse from a bird's eye view, and you can witness if I kill him like you heard I do. The words I use is similar to murder with a ballpoint. Boy, I break your fibula, collarbone and jaw joint. Lickin', better stop, I'm as raw as I ever been. But if these lickin' sick, then of course I'm the medicine. Pardon my approach, but again, I'm a beast with it. When it comes to beef, watch me wink and sink my teeth in it. Mr. Green, I stand on my own too. Say it to your face, it ain't this shit that you gon' do. I don't around when these amateurs rapping, I mutilate opponents using animal tactics. I could spit in the wind, and the trees are bent, the leaves are spent, the city's under siege again. Monk.
I'm cold as ice cube, baby. I'm on my old shit. It's Yilla, Lady Killer. I'm on my OJ. Don't color me bad, homie. Color me your fade. Chopper in the Maybach. Y'all can color that rose. Ha ha. You know my forte. Three ladies in the cut. If they y'all wanna cut, I call that foreplay. This ain't no horseplay. This grown folk B.I. A boss is a boss, even on off day. C.I. Keep to myself. Tighten the belt up in these Levi's. For brothers that bum change and see eyes. Catch a buzz up in the beehive. I'm just a killer be gone. So start the track. Let the killing resume. I bring it back like I'm still in the room. Just give it 9 months, Trick. If you ain't felt me, you'll be feeling me soon. Anything good ain't always good for you. My brother's up in the hood. But if you're up in the hood, then have a good lawyer.
We don't talk about you. And the moral of the story is, y'all can't fuck with us.
You're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet, man. You never know who's going to call in. We just had our special guest come through, Method Man and Red Man, 2-for-1. So if you miss speaking to them or if you miss checking out the show, you can always go back to iTunes and you can go back to NikkiRichShow.com. The official website of the Nikki Rich Show. we will be featuring Method Man and Red Man as well. Also coming up from the Shaq Tour, you know we got comedian Capone in the building. I'm telling you, y'all, we bringing it. We going hard tonight. And you know how we do it. We live on the Nikki Rich Show. We don't stop. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it moving. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in, showing love. I see NYC in the building, New Jersey. Everybody showing love. Right now, we're going to get into some more hot new music, and we're going to get to our guest. We're going to go ahead and play Bob Ski. We're going to get to our next guest.
Wait for the right number. Cry when it's the summer. Play after play after. I'm on my 25th hour, like, hey, here we go again. Play after play, hey, my trap house on ESPN. So many highlights, I could top 10. My top 10, all I got is junkies. My like, what is friends? See all my contacts, my roommate, it is a chopper. Ain't no dealer, more like a healer. I find this so awkward. If my things, when they get sick, I'll ski before a doctor. Have them sweating, shaking and singing. Buddy, what's your problem? I got waiting for the right number.
BarberLight.com, that Team Exotics Exodus Barbershop. Get a cut. And I'm letting you know, you got to listen to my girl, Nikki Rich, on the Nikki Rich Show. You never know who you might hear.
Shout out to the Nikki Rich Show, one of the dopest shows, if not the dopest show in the world. Nikki been doing her thing for years. She been grinding. She been working. She been putting in work. So I need y'all to show her the respect she deserves. I need y'all to stay tuned, and cause she gonna bring you all the exclusive, let you know what's going on in the streets, and bring you that exclusive music. And you never know what artist you gonna hear on her show. So you need to stay locked in. And this is out the hustler mouth, Cassidy. You already know. Let's get.
All right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet, the Nikki Rich Show. We getting it in, and you know we only bring the best. And we have our next guest in the house. Man, I'm telling you, I'm excited about tonight. You just never know who's listening. And I want to let you know that you might know him from the nationally
You remember Russell Simmons, their comedy jam? Well, I'm going to tell you, this comedian here has recently joined the new Shaq Comedy All-Star Jam Tour. And with no further ado, we would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, comedian Capone. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Hey, thank you for having me, Nikki. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on your show. I really appreciate it.
Glad to have you tonight. We are so excited.
Well, let's get it cracking. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Most definitely. We know you on tour. Let everybody know what's going on.
Oh, yes. Comedian Capone is headlining the new Shaquille O'Neal comedy tour. Coming to a city near you. If you have not heard, get on the website, Shaq All-Star Comedy Tour. Coming very soon, wherever you at, we'll be there.
And also, you have, it's an all-star lineup. Go ahead and let everybody know a couple of the comedians as well that's alongside with you.
Okay, my man Gary Owens is the host of the show. Then we bring out my man Michael Blackston. Tony Robbins brings the fire, and I put the fire out as I close the show on the tour. It's a hell of a tour. It's been doing great. The buzz is everywhere around, and everybody's talking about it right now.
And I know you recently went on Rodney Carey's Live, and you let all the listeners know that you was going on tour as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I have another group, the New York Kings, but we're going to talk about the Shaq thing right now.
Most definitely. And your schedule, are y'all coming to North Carolina anytime soon?
We will be in North Carolina in October.
Okay. All right. Now, getting to know you, Capone, how did you even get started? Because this is a very hard thing to do in the entertainment industry.
Well, comedy is considered to be the lowest totem pole of entertainment. Mm-hmm. But when you believe in it and you keep yourself away from all of the rest of the bull stuff, you can definitely be relevant. Staying relevant is a very hard job in the comedy field.
Mm-hmm. Now, how is it coming up with the, I would say, the material? How do you even get prepared for that?
Well, material for me is my everyday life. I see something, whether it's a serious situation or a tragedy, I try my best to make it, funny. I stay in tune with the current events, the news. My job is to make people laugh. So what some people might find, tragedies, I take it and reverse it to something that can turn out to be good.
Now, have you ever had anybody to heckle you or get mad and or throw something?
Oh, yes. Actually, that's how my career started to take off. Me being a hood dude, I was a very raunchy, and I'm still raunchy, but I know how to tone it in and out now. They had a couple of guys that tried to test me while I was on the mic, and I was known to destroy hecklers, so that's what got me to become famous.
Okay. Man, I'm telling you, you got to be strong for that. You really got to be strong. And I love that you are also collaborating with the others. Because do you feel that collaborating with other, I would say, comedians, does it make the whole process a little stronger? Or, sometimes when you got a team or others working with you, it's a little bit better.
In this situation with the Shaq All-Star thing, one thing I can say about it is everybody kind of knows their place. And when you got guys that are confident in doing what they do, you don't have a problem. You only get problems when you run into comedians who are not, you know, sure about themselves, their confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get a strong person before somebody because they might have a name or, you know, they have been around for a while and they consider themselves headliners, and you get somebody that's hungry that comes through, then you got a problem. That headliner don't want to work with somebody that's young and hungry. I experienced that a couple of times.
That's real. That is real. And we also know that you are working on a book. Tell us a little bit about your book that you're working on right now.
Well, I got a book. I've been working on it for now, probably like, I would honestly say, maybe a year and a half. It's the title of it is called My Life Was No Joke, From the Hood to Hollywood. It's basically everything that happened to me in my life, from the transformation from being a street hustler turning into a comedian, how everybody thought it was a joke and it turned out to be very serious business. And 20-something years later, I'm still here going strong.
That is real. That is real. Now, do you got a date or that you plan on dropping this? Or?
No, I'm actually handling all the legal stuff right now. So, you know, with some of the people that I have in the books, getting the rights to utilize their name, because I don't want to sugarcoat anything. The truth about my life is definitely a story.
And does it help you, you know, like, even though you go through something and when you write it down, is it kind of like a refreshing or like it just helps you get through that you went through?
I've come to learn that people go through things in life. Some people grow from it. Some people don't. With my story, I've definitely grown from it. I know where I came from. And to be able to have confidence to tell people where I came from to, you know, kind of inspire those that might be a little lost or going through something in their life, because I've definitely went through something, to make a change for the better. I mean, it's all in the process of growing. And if I can change anything, I don't think that I could, because everything that was painful to me, I've learned to grow from.
That's real. That is real. And you putting it all in the book. Everybody can go check it out once it's released. And, you know, you making it happen right now. You're on tour. You working.
Oh, yeah. Right now, where the times are to even just have a job, you got to be appreciative. So
exactly.
Trust me, I'm very thankful.
That is real. That is real. Now, what can we expect from you coming up in the next couple of years with all, you know, the touring and the book? What else can we expect from you?
Well, I can say right now, you know, some people talk about years. My journey never stops. Right now, you know, I'm in cahoots with Shaq. I'm also in cahoots with Russell Simmons. I'm working on a couple of TV shows. I'm also working on an internet TV show of myself, and that's under the Shaq belt. Just basically trying to make sure I stay relevant. I got a lot to say. And people going to hear it.
Real. Now, I know you're wearing so many hats. You're talking about television, you know, comedy. Now, how do you balance all that?
Hard work. Dedication, hard work, devotion, keeping myself spiritually grounded, motivation. You know, I know what it's like to be poor. I know what it's like to not know where your next meal is coming from. So in order to make sure that I keep food on the table, determination has to stay strong. The minute that you allow yourself to go weak, you fall into the categories of just getting comfortable. And I have a motto: I will never be comfortable.
Okay. Most definitely. Now, is there any advice that you would like to share with anybody out there that's trying to pursue their vision or, you know, that have went through challenges and trials and, you know, just can't make it through and need that motivation and that support to just be like, you can do it, you can keep going, you know? What advice would you give out there to anybody out there that's trying to just achieve their dream?
Well, as a comedian, I would tell all comedians, I don't care how long you've been doing it, I don't care how short you've been doing it, once you touch that mic, make sure you have something to say. Now, for anybody else that's going through trials and tribulations in their life, that's not comedian, but, you know, got other things going on, everybody has something going on. There's always an answer to something through any struggle, but it's up to you to see the answers as they come into you. So many people do so many things to block their own blessings, worried about the next man's money, worried about the next person's career. I mean, even people on the job worry about somebody else that's, you know, getting a higher position than them and not really see what might be set up for themselves. So pay close attention to all of your blessings that are coming because they're there. You just have to know when they strike.
That is real. You got to know. And how did you know when it's your time or your biggest break? How did you get a certain feeling or how did you even know?
Being in an atmosphere of such negativity, surrounded by everything that one can do, when you start to see positive stuff, it's just a natural feeling. Things come. And a lot of the negativity we bring upon ourselves, you know, we worry about other people. We think that we should be in other people's shoes. Anytime that you look at somebody else and you think that that's supposed to be you, you're automatically knocking your blessing. But once you allow yourself to accept that person's and acknowledge what they have that's not yours, everything else opens.
That is real, because you can't look at, you don't know how that person got there. You don't know what they did to get there or get whatever they have. You don't know.
Exactly.
And that's what I find. And I feel like, to me personally, once you find who you are yourself, then you will know this is what I want to do or this is why I'm here. You have to really dig deep into yourself and find yourself.
Yeah, and when you follow other people's shoes, you don't have time to think about what it is that you're trying to do because you're so busy looking at what this person has accomplished. Like you said, you don't know what he went through to get those accomplishments, but you think that it's easy because he got it. And all of your blessings could be coming your way. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You can, you know, just specialize in it, and you can go very far doing it. Some people just take a lot of things for granted, and that's where they get lost at.
It is. That is the truth. Now, have you been working out in a community, any? Or I know some people have different foundations. Are you looking to do that in the future?
The thing that I do, I teach new comedians. I teach. I used to teach on Tuesday. We had a break for August, and now I started back on Wednesday. I do it on Wednesday basically because I remember when I first started. And it was a little rough on me with the people who were in the game before me. And so I found that whenever I make a name for myself, that I will always reach back to new guys that's serious business and try to help them learn what it is to, you know, become somewhat successful. And I use the word serious very strongly because there's a lot of cats that think that you could just get on stage and be funny. It's not like that. It takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of dedication, motivation, and, you know, being original is hard.
when you got so many people trying to be like somebody else.
That is true. So very true. Well, you know, we're just so glad to have you here tonight on the Nikki Rich Show, taking out your time on tour. Shaq All Star. And, you know, we're going to be pumping it up and supporting you all the way. Any information, any events that you're a part of, feel free to share on the Nikki Rich Show, and we will get out to the listeners.
Well, I thank you, Nikki Rich. It's definitely an honor. You've been putting it down for a long time and open doors for people to have a voice, and I definitely appreciate that. Anybody, and I know there's a lot of people on Twitter. I'm trying to get my Twitter following a little bit. So y'all are following me at Comedian Capone on Twitter. And everything that I do, you know, my PR person, Venus, she handles everything. Tanya, that's my assistant. And Shanita, that's the person who handles a lot of different paperwork for me. So I have a full force of strong ladies surrounding me. That makes things happen in this business. So definitely hit me on Twitter, and we'll start it from there.
Most definitely, and I definitely want to give a major shout-out to Venus. I mean, she's been working hard over there. She makes things happen. And, you know, big up to her as well. You know, we had several different conversations, and she's on it. And
yes, she
got
definitely.
Team Capone in the She got it going.
Yes. She created the website, Team Capone. She definitely stays on point. The girl don't sleep. You know, great interviews like this happen because of her, and I appreciate her very much.
Most definitely. Well, Comedian Capone, we can't have you leave without you shouting out the Nikki Rich Show. And we'll display it on our future shows, if you don't mind doing that.
Oh, no problem. Anytime you need me, just call. I'm always doing something new.
Yes, most definitely. And we're just so grateful, and we just thank you. And we always ask that, you know, we always say at the end, but we wish you all the best. Much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
Thank you, Nikki Rich, and keep up the good work. I appreciate you.
You are so welcome, and feel free to send us your information, anything you got going on, your tours, any commercials. We'll display them on Nikki Rich stuff.
Okay, trust me, Venus will definitely be on it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Wow, everybody, you were just listening to Comedian Capone. You might know him. If you miss it, you might know him from the Shaq Comedy All-Star Jam Tour. And if you missed it, all you got to do is go back to iTunes and download the episode. You can go to NikkiRichShow.com. You can also go to College Underground Radio. And you can go to 98 to the BLA because we are live. We're syndicated and we're broadcasting live from Charlotte, North Carolina on all these avenues. And we want you to get heard. That's what it's all about. And tonight has been an awesome night. Earlier we got a chance to talk with Redman and Method Man. So, you know, this is an awesome night. And I'm just excited and pumped up about so much love that everybody is showing the Nikki Rich Show. We have over 79,000 listeners, and we're growing. And everybody, I just want to let you know that you can find us everywhere. You can Google us. We're on LinkedIn. We're on Instagram. We're on Tumblr. You can go to Twitter, Facebook. You can find us MySpace. You can find us everywhere. And we just want to connect. It's all about that network. We are a positive platform. We're succeeding as we help you build your brand because that's what it's all about, building that network and building that brand. And we also do it, we're also giving you the tools you need in order to be successful. If there's any artists out there, you might need help on artist and development. We're here to help you and give you the tools that you need. We have a couple of A&Rs. We have a couple of labels coming through this week and next week. So you definitely want to stay tuned in to all our artists. Then we have coming up our athletes. We have a couple of Olympians that's going to be on the Nikki Rich Show. We have Jamie Mieto coming back for that follow-up. And then we have bronze gold medalists. We got Kelly Wells coming through, and we cannot wait to talk to her. And we have some events. The Nikki Rich Show has several events that we will also be displaying on NikkiRichShow.com. We're heading to Houston, Texas. We're going to L.A. And you will also see us in Atlanta for the 2Rax Rap Contest. And today confirmed, in September the 12th through the 18th, we will be covering Charlotte's Fashion Week, Charlotte's theme at Charlotte's Fashion Week. So it's going to be an awesome, awesome event, and I'm really excited about that. This is our home, Charlotte, North Carolina, and we also have coming up the DNC. For those who don't know, it's the Democratic National Convention, and we're going to have our president come down to Charlotte, North Carolina. So those, I'm telling everyone right now, go vote. Vote. It counts. Every vote counts, and that's the most important thing. Go vote. And right now, we're going to take it down a little notch, and we're going to get to some more hot new music from our independent artists. And we're going to go all the way to North Carolina, Cam Newton, Assassin, featuring Polo Jones.
Yeah. Yeah. Carolina boys.
Off and go.
Cam Newton,
rookie of the year.
Cam Newton,
scrambling in the flat.
Cam Newton,
Carolina boy.
Cam Newton,
number one on my chest.
Cam Newton,
you thought you had a sack.
Cam Newton,
Carolina boy.
Let me turn up to show them that I still got it. Quarterback and for my team, I never left the pocket. Quarterback option, oh yeah, it so is. If Shockey open, I'ma hit him right in his rib. If Shawty rush me, then we both will make it. Yeah, I play to win, I pity the fool. Towel on my head, if we win or we lose. Vic still my boy, but watch Cam move.
It's fourth and goal.
Cam Newton,
rookie of the year.
Cam Newton,
scrambling in the flat.
Cam Newton,
Carolina boy.
Cam Newton,
number one on my chest.
Cam Newton,
you thought you had a sack.
Cam Newton,
Carolina boy.
Cam Newton,
Superman status, catch a boy flying butter planes, ducking on these lanes like I was a boy. King James, TNT in his hood, rallying out, just doing my thing. No A screen, no flat screen, I'm out here just living, man. Carolina, my city, everybody trying to get it. Catch me at the Walker, solo Dolan, rocking all my Yankee fitters. Rubber band banks strapped under my little mistress. If you think you got it, boy, you ain't out here trying to live it. Carolina Blue City, everybody trying to live it. Everybody trying to get it, baby girl, you think you with it. If you ain't seen it in that damn boy, ain't trying to beat it. If you think you got that money, I said out, I just did it.
It's fourth and gold. Can't do that. Rookie of the year. Can't do that. Grambling in the flat. Can't do that. Carolina boy.
Can't do that.
Number one on my chest.
Can't do that.
You thought you had a sack.
Can't do that.
Carolina boy.
From Wilmington to Queen City, touchdown Super Bowl, so rock boys like P. Diddy. This the Bank of America. How could you ever think that you could compare to us? Halloween, fight night, away teams are scared of us, cause we make they cheer.
All right, you're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet, the Nikki Rich Show. And y'all, it's that time. We got some more callers in the house. We want to go to 323-580-5749. 323-580-5749. Call in now. Right now we're going to 678. 678, you're on the air. So what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is James Perrier. I'm actually calling from Atlanta, Georgia. How you doing tonight, Miss Nikki Rich? Yeah,
I'm
Atlanta,
good.
Georgia. Yeah, yeah. So
now
I finally got
going
a chance.
Down there in Atlanta?
It's going pretty good. We actually got a break in the weather a little bit. It's about 80, between 80 and 85 degrees, but it's good to go. You know, no complaints down here.
Most definitely. So go ahead and let everybody know a little bit about you.
Okay, well, you know, I'm James Perrier, the owner of Acquired Information Private Investigations. My Twitter handle is acquired_info, so if people want to follow me. But that's what I do. I'm a private investigator. So actually looking at different things, you know, just at the cheater cases. You know, you do a lot of things with theft, workers' compensation claims, theft investigations, and things like that. So that's what I do.
Okay. Cheater, I mean, I know that is kind of fun, but cheating is a
question. Yeah, we do a lot more than that, but, you know, sometimes you slide it in. I've been doing this for like 8 years, but, you know, you get on a case and you see some things, you're like, what, did I just see that? I got some stories for you if you ever want to hear them.
Well, I don't know if you know, but I have a little background in criminal justice and education. I used to work in the prisons and teach the inmates. So I did that for a little bit.
Yeah. So you know how this works and how to maneuver around everything. So yeah.
Yeah. Yes, most definitely. Now I know you got a little story to tell us. a little story about how you met Ms. Nikki Rich. Go ahead and let the listeners know.
Well, you know, it was pretty interesting, and I think we've been bouncing back and forth here for about 3 or 4 months now. But one night,
wow,
I was out on a case, and I was sitting, you know, when you sit out on a case watching somebody for hours, you try to keep yourself, you know, focused. So I was just going through my BlackBerry, you know, just looking, okay, what can I look for? I'm just Googling stuff, you know, keeping my eye on my target and everything. And then something comes up, Nikki Rich. I'm like, what is this? So it's pretty interesting. So I clicked on it, and then it said you can listen to the show. And that's how I started listening. I started listening to your show through my BlackBerry. So, you know, you try to listen to things so visually you can, you know, keep your eyes on what you're supposed to be watching. So it was really interesting. So from that point, I just kept listening to you, so I figured out, you know, got the times, thought it was pretty cool, so I started telling my friends. And then I think I tweeted you and said, you got a good show going on here, and I really enjoyed it, and you tweeted immediately back, which is, like, surprising. Sometimes it's hard to get a hold of people on Twitter. And we've been bouncing back and forth ever since then. To make a long story short, I got all my PI friends when they're out doing something. They're like, "You tuning in to the Nicki Rich show?" I'm like, "Yeah, man." if I ain't tied up, I'm gonna be
awesome.
Out there.
why we got all those listeners.
I don't think they're all for me, but you know, you got a couple of them, just a couple of them. But I just really appreciate what you're doing, and even you know, I wanted to put you on my website and boost you up too, because it's like, you know, I got clients and people that are interested in what you do and how you you help people and you help other business owners. And you know, you got a good vibe on your show. You have quality guests. You got a quality show. So, you know, if it's quality, I'm all about, you know, telling other people about it.
Well, it's all about that support and like I said, networking. That's what we want people to build and grow on this platform. I used to be a teacher for 7 years, and I left the classroom, and now I'm here. And I feel that this platform here is my classroom. So we're able to teach and give tools that others might need. And we're just able to just help and work together. That's what it's all about. And spread that love. Just like
you know
peace on earth.
That is so true. That's so true. And what you put out is what you're going to attract. So you're always going to, just your personality and what you do, you're always going to attract those people that are going to help you, you know, help you with your movement. And you're just going to find people just jumping on board with what you do because that's the energy that you're putting out. So.
Yes. And I tell you, I personally stay prayed up every day, not even for myself, for my surroundings, the people around me, and as well as my business and so forth. You have to stay prayed up. And I just put God first, and it just goes from there.
Amen.
Yes.
God is good all the time.
Got to give him credit because every day I wake up to it. First of all, you're waking up. It's a present that he's giving you. It is the present, which is the present. So you must enjoy each and every day, and that day in itself. You know, you tomorrow's not promised, so you must enjoy that. But that in itself, it's like you get different gifts, different presents where you say here, or a door might open, and I just be so overwhelmed with joy each and every day because I'm pursuing my vision along with, you know, helping others. And it feels so good. It feels good. That's all I can say.
And you know what? That is so true, and I'm glad that you're reminding everyone, you know, I personally believe in God, too. And when I wake up in the morning, you know, I might not, you know, speak a lot, but I'm praying a lot. I might not say a lot, but I'm talking a lot to God and asking him and taking him, hey, thanks for putting me on this earth. Thank you for allowing me to see another day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I try my best to, you know, let him know how grateful I am. So that is definitely what we need to do.
Yes, most definitely. And we're going to continue to support your movement as well. If we can help you in any kind of way, if you want to give us your information as far as you want to advertise on the Nicki Rich or some kind of way, you know, we're here to support your movement as well.
And I definitely want to support you, and I don't mind, you know, paying for advertising or whatnot, but if people would just want to, you know, if they want to know about me and who I am, you know, acquired_info, you know what I mean, that's who I am if you want to follow me. I have some good stories sometimes. And then, you know, me and you, Nicki, could talk about other things so I can make sure I support you as well.
That's most definitely. Also, can you just send us your information as well? Anybody that's listening out there, if you want to be a part of the Nicki Rich Show, if you want to send us your information and we learn a little bit about you, you can email us at thenickirichshow@gmail.com. And that's the Nicki Rich Show at gmail.com. And we always ask that you send biopics, EPK, and all of your information, but make sure it's also presentable.
And I'll make sure I shoot you my info too, so we could, you know, we could talk and we'll get done, things done. So I want to make sure I support you and get it up on your site and stuff like that.
Yes, most definitely. And we just thank you again for calling in tonight.
No problem. Thank you for taking my call.
You're so welcome.
I'm a teacher to being absolutely fabulous. I don't have a job because.
Nikki Rich.
All right, you're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. We are here live Christmas Eve, getting in. I'm so excited about the new year coming in. We just want to tell everybody that the Nikki Rich Show is growing, we're expanding, and we're reaching out to everyone in the community because the Nikki Rich Show is a positive radio station, and we do want everybody to be heard, and that's what it's all about. And it's not just anybody. We do have, you know, if you want to send in all your information, then you can just email us at thenikkirichshow@gmail.com, and we can get it to you, all the information that you need in order to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show. As well, you can follow us on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, MSNIKKIRICH, and you can follow the official Twitter for the Nikki Rich Show, and that's at Nikki Show. And I want to give a major shout out to all the listeners that's tuned in right now. We have radio stations in the building. Much love to them. I see we're excited about it, and we welcome you back anytime. And I do want to let everybody know that we are truly blessed to be here. I know there was a lot of talk that, you know, the world was going to end, but you already knew what it was if you knew who God is. You know, that's what it's all about. And we got to keep spreading the word about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because that's what it's all about, you know. And that's what we're here, and God is love. He's not about anything else but love. But I had to, you know, let everybody know that we do put God here first on the Nikki Rich Show, because without him, we would not have this platform. And I'm just so grateful to be here today. And you have to excuse me, a little under the weather, but we keep it moving, we keep it going, because that's what it's all about. And I'm about to hit this highway for the holidays. I'm excited about it, going to South Carolina. So y'all, bear with me, pray for me as I go down to 85 South, all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll be heading to South Carolina, so we're excited about that. And I do want to tell everybody that the new year is coming. Be safe. Even now on Christmas, be safe on these roads. You know, be careful. No rush. There's no rush. And we want everybody to have a blessed and a happy holiday. And this is going to everyone. And if there's somebody out there that you can help along the way, if you know that they need help and you can help them, and you have the ability to help someone, you can help them, please do, because that's what it's all about. And Christmas, it means a lot, you know. And it's not about the gift. It's about helping each other. It's about love. That's what it's all about. But we are just so thankful for everybody that's tuned in and all the support. Like I say, the Nikki Rich Show, we have well over 163,000 listeners, and we cannot do it without you guys. And we're going to continue to just keep it moving and bringing it. And next year is going to change, but we're going to do bigger and better things. So we're excited about it. And I'm just excited that we have a platform where all our listeners and all our guests can come on and share their projects amongst everyone. And we know that everybody has a vision, and so we want to try to reach everyone we can across the globe. We have had so many people across the globe, from the UK, Jamaica, Canada, all over the world to call in to the Nikki Rich Show. So we want to reach everyone because that's what it's all about. And tune in all this week. We will be having special days and times tomorrow. We will be airing tomorrow early in the morning, Christmas Day. We'll be airing at 11:30, so you definitely got to stay tuned in. We're going to have the hot show tomorrow. And Thursday and Friday, we will be airing at 7:30, our regular standard time, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then, you know, we're going to wrap it up for the new year, and we're going to have that new year party. So y'all keep it locked to the Hottest Nikki Rich Show on the planet. Tell your friends, tell your family, and we're going to continue to support everybody and the movement. And major shout out to all the radio stations for supporting one another. Thank you so much. And I end by saying we wish you all the best. Much love and success. And we end by saying God bless and Merry Christmas. God bless you all.
On the internet, the Nikki Rich Show.